Okay, Tefra, we're learning Yerideya, and part of the discussion at the beginning of Basar B'Cholav is how do we define Basar and how do we define Cholav. That's one of the big issues that we're tackling now, and we also will have to tackle the Din Rabbanan aspect of things that appear like Basar B'Cholav. So it says in the Mechaber that Dagim v'chagavim, there's zero iser at all. In other words, as opposed to Basar Tahira b'chalav Tameya, Basar Tameya b'chalav Tahura, where there is some iser al koponim, an iser of achila out Tameya, no, we paskin against the Bach and the Maharshal and the Grisha, etc., we paskin that there is no din of Basar b'chalav at all. No? When you have Cholav Tameya, or Basar Tamei, there's zero Isser Basar B'Cholav at all, largely because, as the Shachrites over here, there's no need to institute an Isser of Basar B'Cholav, because it's already Asser. Why would the Chachamim make up an Isser D'Rabbanan? The Taz works much harder on this issue than the Shach does. The Taz quotes in the Bach that maybe there's certain afgaminas, but practically speaking, we assume there's zero iser of Basar B'Cholav on Basar Tameh, on Cholav Tameh, zero iser. Basar Chayev Oof. So then we paskin that it is Asar Ba'achila Midrabanan, but there is no iser of Bishol, and there's no iser of Hana'a. Now, there is an opinion in the Balei HaTosfos that since we paskin that kol habasar is asar, la'achlo b'cholav, and there's a din of ha'ala'a, we'll discuss in Simen Peches, that I can't have basar and cholav on the same table, and that applies even by basar oif. There's an opinion in the Balei HaTosfos that we paskin the halacha that basar oif is asar min ha'torah, as basar b'cholav. This opinion is totally, thoroughly, utterly rejected. Right? Well, nice to behold that Basar Oof is only Midrabanan, and Basar Chaya we also hold is only Midrabanan. Now, it's interesting to note that although Basar Oif is only Aser Midrabanan, the Shach has a line in Sifkat and Vav that by Basar Oif, there is the most likely scenario of Maris Ayin. No? You saw that line in the Shach in Sivkat and Vav? The Shach Nemzon, the Shach assumes that Basar Oof is the closest to Basar, but be it as it may, Afilu Hachi, there's no Isser of Bishol and Hana'a by Basar Oof. There's only an Isser Achila. The fact that Chazal decided to institute an Isser Achila by Basar Oof is probably because Basar, the Achila is the most Shchiach, and when they say that there's an Isser D'Rabbanan, they institute it unto the Achila. Alternatively, we could suggest, based on what we've been learning the last couple of days, that Achila is like the trigger of all the other Isurim. No? The reason for the Isser Bishol is Achila, like that Rambam, right? As understood by the Kesef Mishnah. The reason for the Isser Hana'a is Achila, so therefore when they institute an Isser on Basar Oif, the Pashtus is they instituted it only for Achila, not for anything else, because of one of those two reasons, either the Shechichus of it, or because Achila is the real Makoy of Basar B'Cholav. But Dogim and Chagovim, there is zero Isser at all. There's no Isser of Achila. There is no Isser of Hana'a. There's no Isser at all of Dagim B'Chagovim B'Cholav. Now, this is a striking line in the Mechaber, because the Beis Yosef, who is the same person as the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef tells us in Se'if Gimel on the tour that there is an Isser of Dagim B'Cholav. No? Beis Yosef writes that ein lachol dagim b'cholav mipnei ha-sakana, that there's a sakana of dagim b'cholav. Now, if I say that it's asur mishum sakana, it's also possible that the Isser is even more chamor than an Isser mikayach regular Yerideya dinim because of the rule of Chamira Sakanta Meisura. So if you look in Yerideya Simen Kuftes Zayin, where it says that Basar is Usser with Dagim, right, Mishum HaSakana, because it will lead to Tzara'as, the Taz over there argues it's not even going to be Batal B'Shishim. Chamira Sakanta Me'isura means, didn't you guys look up those Mikoros in Kuftazayin? Right? So the Taz over there time is zero Isser whatsoever. What the blah blah blah, I said totally backwards. The Taz over there says it's a full-fledged Isser, Sakana, it's not even Batal B'Shishim. Shach jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, says, what do you mean? But Chamira Sakanta Me'isura only means that a suffix is Usser. But when you have Hochais Mishishim, that's Kiman Delasa Dami. It's like it's not existent. And if it's like it's non-existent, so therefore there's no Isser of Sakana. Now, this actually comes up in the following product. Now, the OU now lists products as OU fish. Worcestershire sauce. Any of you guys know what this is?
Sauce made like
roasting meat. So this sauce that's made, often you put it on meat. I think there's no meat in the sauce itself, right? It's like pariv sauce, and there's some fish in there. So the OU will label their Worcestershire sauce, they'll label it as OU fish. Now, the amount of dagim in the sauce is Batul B'Shishim. The OU nonetheless labels it as fish for one of two reasons. Either because L'inyan Sakana Batul B'Shishim doesn't help. That would be the Taz. But L'Halacha, most Acharonim follow the Shat, not the Taz. No? The Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva and Simen Kuf Aleph Paskins Befevish like the Shat, not like the Taz. So how come the OU lists it as OU fish? So Rav Schechter talks about how one time at an OU convention, Rabbi Yaakov Hafer, are any of you from Baltimore? Okay, so Rabbi Hafer is the rabbi of congregation, Sherith Israel in Baltimore, no? What's it called? It used to be Rabbi Schwab Shul. It's like the German Orthodox Shul in Baltimore. It used to be German. Now it's no longer a German shul. It's no longer Yekish and Minig. But Rabbi Yaakov Hafer said that he felt that the fish in the Worcestershire sauce is avida l'taima. You could actually taste the fish taste. Such a strong fish taste. Now, yesh la'ayin, how machmir we have to be about the Worcestershire sauce. And we'll talk about a few snifim l'chakel as we go on. So let's just chazer what we're up to. Dogim and chagovim, zero iser basar, zero iser with cholov. It's not called basar. Dogim is not called basar, zero iser with cholov. As opposed, by the way, to basar oif, that one could argue it's called basar, al kopan and midrabanon, and therefore it's asar ba'achila. Dogim, hasnish basar. No? That's the way Rabbi Eliyahu Silverman says the distinction. Dogim is not basar at all. Chagovim, not basar at all. So it's mutter in Gansen with cholov. But the Beis Yosef said that's Asur B'Cholov. So the Dr. Moshe Tainis, that when the Beis Yosef says that Dogim is Asur B'Cholov, Nis'arif Ola HaBeis Yosef, Basur B'Cholov. It's like a very cute play on words. That he's mixing up Basur and Cholov. Right? Because, really, Basur is Asur B'Dogim. It can bring Tzaras. The Gemara tells us some Psachim. But Cholov and Dogim is Heter Gomer. Okay. Now, many of our Sephardic brethren, any of you Sephardim? Wow, okay. So many of our Sephardic brethren are machmir not to eat dogim b'cholov, based on the Beis Yosef. Lubavitchers tend to be machmir in this question also. And the reason why they're machmir is because they're worried that in the heebie-jeebie world there's going to be some sort of sakana. Okay. Nice, interesting. Now the Shachtainas, you should not be machmir on this at all, no? The Shach writes in Sivkot and Hay that he has, first the Shach stacks the deck, all the Rishonim who disagree with the Beis Yosef, and the Achronim who disagree with Beis Yosef, and then he writes on the last line that there's a Beferish Gemara, there's no Sakana. The Gemara is talking about, in the Sugya of Recha Milsa, that if you have a fish that is roasted with, you have a fish that's roasted, you're allowed to eat it with Cholov. You have to eat it with Kutach. Right? A fish that's roasted with Basar, whether you're allowed to eat it with Cholov. That's a discussion over there. Now, you get an impression that if not for the fact that the fish was roasted with Basar, it would be Keter Gomer to eat with Cholov for sure. No? The Gemara says that the fish that's roasted with Basar is a Shai of Recha Milsa, whether it's Mutter to eat with Cholov or not. That will learn in Simen Kuf Ches. But if not for the fact that the fish was roasted, it would be heter gomer to have the fish with cholov. Aye, isn't there sakana? Teresa says the shach is no sakana. However, l'cha'ora, we can be doch and raya that the shach has in the Gemara. And the dichoy goes as follows. The Pisrei Tshuva over here quotes from a number of Sfarim, quotes in the Chinuch Beis Yehuda and others, that there might be a difference between cholov, in this case, and chema, no? You saw that in the Pisrei Tshuva? That butter is going to be mutter, but milk on fish is going to be asar. Now, if in Kenim had the varim, I saw in the Sefer Kinyan Deya that I have by my makom, the Kinyan Deya, I made a mistake. I said it was a Moshe Sternbach's son. It's a Moshe Sternbach's son-in-law. But the Kinyan Deya writes that the svara to be mechalek in chema and cholov is that chema is basically processed cholov. If that's the case, then there's no raya from the Gemara. The Gemara is not talking about fish with milk. The Gemara is talking about fish with kutach. Kutach is a milchic salad dressing, which is processed milk somewhat. Once the milk is processed somewhat, so lecha'ora it should be heter gomor. No? Just like chema Heter Gomor, this should also be Heter Gomor. I remember years ago, Rav Mendel Feldman was our Rav when we lived in Baltimore. Actually, when we lived in Baltimore, we dubbed an actual Sheriff Israel, which was the German Jewish Shul. Rav Schwab had been the Rav there, then Rabbi Feldman took over. Rav Feldman was a Lubavitcher who was the Rav of this German Jewish Shul. One time he came over to our house for dinner, and my mother made some fish with cheese on it. And Rabbi Feldman is here trying to ask my father for money or something, and they serve this stuff, so he doesn't know what to do. So everyone's like looking at him, all the other chevra who's there is like looking at him. Finally, he takes a big piece of the fish and he eats it. So afterwards, he explained that, you know, Chabad doesn't eat this usually, but he didn't want to offend my mother, so he decided to eat the fish. That was the story. So that's where I learned the first time as like a little kid that there's some people who are machmir on fish with cheese. Halacha l'maisa, the pashta says you don't have to be machmir on this, no? Pashta says it's like a mistake. It's a talis at the first, the sarif basar, the cholav, the whole thing is a mistake. Nonetheless, there are certain sfaradim and certain people who are knowing al pi kabbalah who are machmir for that. Now, one ha'ara here, which is worth focusing on, I'll take your point in a second, Zach. The Beis Yosef quotes that it's asar. When the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say anything. So yesh la'ayin, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's preferred shatz mutter, dogim is mutter b'chol, even midrabon. So what is the main sefer halacha l'maisa, Beis Yosef or Shulchan Aruch? This is something that we will talk about Adashay Yetzei Me'achem. We're going to discuss this ad nauseum over the course of this year. But Yesh La'ayin, what's the real Sefer La'halacha? Usually we think that the Shulchan Aruch is the real Sefer La'halacha, no? He wrote it later. It's Shulchan Aruch, right? Nonetheless, if you read the Hakdama that he wrote to the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, I'm only learning Shulchan Aruch, you'll pardon the expression, for the Balabatim, who don't have time to learn the Beis Yosef and to do all the sugyas for real, so they'll just review the dinim quickly. Right? We spoke about this a lot in our Nidush here last year. Right? So this is another example of maybe a chazara that the Beis Yosef is making between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Im Timtzum Lomar, he's chayzer bo. But in Timtzum, the Beis Yosef is the real sefer, la halacha, so then there's more of a reason to be machmir on the dogim b'chalav, like the mekubalim do. So far, so good. Zach, you have a comment?
If you hold this second value in the Kabbalah, how can you make it go because of Bush? It's like dangerous, you said. As in, like, your Kabbalah is dangerous, then how can you make it go because of any reason?
Because I think the Pashtus is it's not dangerous. Even if it is dangerous, the halacha of inyanim of sakana, and this is referenced in the Pesachei Tshuva also, is that whatever is doshu be'rabim, whatever everybody does, the assumption is that there's no sakana. What exactly, how a magni doshu be'rabim or not, is very hard. But let's be honest, we all cross the street. And we probably, if I'd ask for a show of hands, I'm not going to look, we probably all cross the street against the light sometimes. It's dangerous, no? You could die crossing the street. How can we do it? Doshu be'rabim, it's Heter Gomer. We go skiing. We do a lot of things. So if you're a real Talmud of Rabbi Willig, you're not going to go skiing, right? But most Orthodox Jews do these things because the assumption is if everyone does it, it's not dangerous. So here also, everyone eats fish with milk. Everyone, right? So it's Doshu be'rabim. That's another reason why it's Mutter. Now, meat with fish, people are more machmira, no? How many of you at your Shabbos meals give out two different forks? One for fish, right? Minig Yisrael Sava, right? This is, you don't eat fish. Okay, right? Minig Yisrael Sava, that we have two what's the pshat in that? The pshat is that we're worried that a little bit of the fish is going to be stuck on the fork, and then it's going to get into the meat, and it's going to cause a sakana of eating fish and meat together. Even though l'cha'ira is going to be pachas mishishim, no? Let's be honest. It's going to be pachas mishishim. But we're machmir on this. L'chatchila, at least, people are machmir. So, that's in Yeridei, Kufta Zayim. We're machmir on the fish. We're machmir on fish and meat. Right? Now, it is, by the way, interesting also that we assume that this is called sakana. Right? The Gemara never says sakana. The Gemara says it's kosher l'tzara'as. Is tzara'as a sakana? Is there a chance that you're going to die from tzara'as? I don't know. I don't think so.
I asked Rebbe once, what does mean tzara'as like?
You have to speak louder, I'm done.
I asked Rebbe once, what does mean tzara'as like? Does it mean like what the Torah is talking about tzara'as? Because the Gemara gives you a list of things you get tzara'as for, that's not one of them. So he said, no, it means tzara'as in terms of the actual leprosy, not in terms of what the...
Maybe. I mean, there's some article that in tradition from a few years ago, Rabbi Fred Rosner, Dr. Fred Rosner, wrote an article trying to come up with some medical explanation for fish and meat being dangerous. I don't know. It's really going to bring leprosy, yeah?
He said, pointing back then, they were concerned.
So I have the following suggestion. Want to hear my suggestion? Ready? You're going to have to wait like 3 or 4 minutes because there's a little bit of a hakama. Ma'anyen ha-davar, the Rambam never quotes that fish and meat is also. Everyone and their uncle asks Akasha and the Rambam, how could the Rambam mismashmet this Gemara? So, the Chassam Sefer and the Tshuva and Simen Kufala, that same Chassam Sefer who paskins like the Shaf, that Sakana stuff is bottle the Shishim against the Taz, the Chassam Sefer and that Tshuva has two suggestions. One suggestion is that Benisa, the fish that's mentioned in the Gemara isn't a shame chloe of fish, but it's a specific type of fish. And there is a sakana, or tzara'as, whatever it is, with this specific fish called binisa. That's what the Chassam Sefer suggests. Alternatively, the Chassam Sefer has a different suggestion. He says that maybe the Rambam holds nishtana ha-tva'in. It used to be dangerous, but now it's not anymore. Nishtana ha-tva'in. The Magen Avram there in Kufayin Gimel and Va'erechayim, right? I gave you that Maramachim, the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram also says Nishtana Tevaim, but the Magen Avram says Nishtana Tevaim with two terms of hedging, right? If you read the Magen Avram carefully, it says Efsher, that it's not a Sakon of Kolkach, right? So the Efsher and the Kolkach are both terms of hedging in the Magen Avram. He's not saying, right, often the famish that there is no sakana. But the pashtus is, although we don't really hold like that, Magen Avram, we are mitzaref the Magen Avram, there's maybe nishtana tva'im in the case of a suffik, in the case of a shayla. So if we would go back to Worcestershire sauce for a minute, we would say, since it's taka basa b'shishim, And you also have the Magen Avraham, that Efshes Nishtana Tavaim, maybe there's more of a reason to be makel to put Worcestershire sauce on meat. But let's return. Rambam never quotes Basar and Dagim as Asar. Either the Chassam Sefer says Binis is a specific fish, or Nishtana Tavaim. Both of these explanations are difficult. To say that it's a specific fish, in the notes on the bottom of Sam Sefer, they point out that Mikama Gemaras, it's clear that Binisa is a general term for fish. Okay, big deal. Next. But to say that the Rambam holds of Nishtana HaTavaim is very problematic. The Bali HaTaisis mentioned Nishtana HaTavaim in a number of places. Let's take Avodah Zarah Kof Dalet, Mayit Katan Yur Aleph. Right, the Bali HaTosis mentioned Nishtana Tavaim. For example, the Gemara says that a fish is healthiest 3 days after it's been taken out of the water. Now, in the work of that refrigeration, a fish, 3 days after it's taken out of the water, can kill you. No? What does the Gemara mean? So the Bali HaTosis say, well, maybe it's talking about one specific fish, and that Gemara is talking about kavra. Then the Baal HaTosis say, well, maybe it's Nishtana Tavaim. The Rambam never mentions Nishtana Tavaim. Af Pam Barambam Zalo Mofiya. And the Pashtus is that the Rambam doesn't have to mention it. Because Nishtana Tavaim comes from a perspective that when the Chachamim, when Chazal speak about medical things, they're speaking as Chazal. So therefore, they were right. No? The Rambam, as his son Rav Avraham ben HaRambam explained, the Rambam understands that when Chazal speak about medical stuff, Chazal are speaking as doctors, not as rabbis.
Where did he say that? That's a very important matter. Where did he say that?
Rav Avraham ben HaRambam says this in his Maimar on Agodos. Rav Avraham ben HaRambam says this in many different places. The Rambam himself has this in the Mora. And like Chelek Gimel somewhere. This is like a very famous science and Torah Umah the conversation. But the Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam says that when Chazal speak about medical stuff, they're speaking as doctors. Now, doctors, we all know, made mistakes, no? My wife did her graduate work in the history of science. So on one of our dates, we went to an exhibit in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, that there was a medical illustrator in the 14th century named Velazquez. Velazquez was like a goyim. He was the best illustrator. Medical books for a couple of hundred years were based on his illustrations. And supposedly what he did is he would dissect bodies and he would draw the dissected body. So what could be bad, right? The amazing thing is that he got everything wrong nonetheless. He would always make females appear like inverted males. That's just wrong. No? It's just wrong. A female is not an inverted male. The shot is, obviously, when we look at stuff, oftentimes we look at things and we imagine that they appear as we think they should appear rather than as they actually do appear. No? And science was making mistakes for hundreds and hundreds of years about stuff. For the Rambam, that's what's going on. When Chazal speak about medical stuff, the Chazal are saying it as doctors. And doctors at that time were wrong. It's not Nishtana HaTavaim, it's not that nature changed. That's the Mahalach of the Bali HaTosis. The Rambam never once mentions Nishtana HaTavaim. So the second approach of the Chassam Sefer, Nir Lofi and the Estaiti, is Ma'od Mechudash, and probably not correct. But HaNir Lofi is not Estaiti, there's a different shot in the Rambam. Am I allowed to put myself into a sakana? So the obvious answer is no. Why not? So the answer why not is because yeshivas are in Bava Kama this year, and we have in Perek HaChovel that's Osir Lach Bol Ba'atzmo. No? But if you read the Rambam, whenever the Mishnah and the Gemara speaks about Osir Lach Bol Ba'atzmo, the Rambam writes you're not allowed to kill yourself. The Rambam seems to hold that injuring yourself, maybe you're allowed to. At least Min HaTorah. Maybe the Isser to injure yourself for the Rambam is only an Isser de Rabbanon. That's what the Steich Chemed points out. And he shtells to another Rambam. The Rambam tells us that the iser to hit you, the iser to be chayv on you, is only if I do a derech nitzayon. No? Only if I do it as a fight. However, if I'm not injuring you in a fight, so there's no iser to injure you. That's what you think in Rambam. If that's the case, so the iser to be chayv ba'atmo, mistum, it's not derech nitzayon. So what's the iser? So one could argue that the entire iser is only midrabbanan to be chayv ba'atmo. That's exactly what the Sdei Chemed says. If the only iser to be chayv yourself is midrabbanan, so then imkenim hadavarim, we could suggest as follows. These things that we're mentioning, let's say basar with dogim. Basar with dogim, it's not bad I can come to Yidei Sara'as. It could come Yidei Sara'as. Right? It's a suffix that it might come Yidei Sara'as. If that's the case, if it's a suffix, so we could say, since I'm doing it to myself, and it's not derech nitzayon, it's only an issur derabbanan. If it's only an issur derabbanan, so if it's a suffix derabbanan, therefore I could be makel. So it seems to me that if you read the Rambam, throughout all the din that appear in Yerei Kuf Kazayin, all the din of Sakana there, the Rambam only paskins ice, those din of Sakana where it's a Sakana smothes. Aluka is, I'm not allowed to drink from rivers because I might get a leech. A leech could actually kill you. Sakana smothes, the Rambam holds up. But Sakana Shabriri, the Gemara mentions in a few places, there's a Sakana that if you eat this, you'll get blind. All those things the Rambam doesn't mention. The type of sakana, basar, with dogim, is a sakana for saras. Saras ain't gonna kill you. It might injure you. Because you're gonna have this disease, these blemishes of face and fuss. No? And that's what sakana means. It means sakanas nezek. It doesn't mean sakanas maves. And for the Rambam, the Rambam never mentions anything other than sakanas maves. And that's why the Rambam leaves this out. If you look in the Biurim, in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin, at the beginning of Kuf Tes Zayin, he alludes to this idea. I think I'm saying it much more elaborately, but he alludes to this idea as well. Good? So this is our discussion about Basar and Dagim, Cholav and Dagim. It seems to me that there, again, this is against the OU. Now, the OU is machmer, OU fish. On the Worcestershire sauce, that means you shouldn't put it on meat, no? My wife has a recipe of a salad that she makes on Yontif. If any of you guys are around for Yontif, maybe we could have it for a meal. And, like, if you want to eat the salad, fine. If you don't want to eat it, it's also fine. Then she puts Worcestershire sauce on chicken. So I thought that there's room to be mako. First of all, it's bottle b'shishim. Second of all, I have the mug in Avram that efsher, it's not sakana kol kach. Right? Moreover, I thought chicken maybe is different than meat. It's not abundantly clear that we equate basar to cholov for basar to basar oaf for this din of the sakana. So it seems, I thought, that you could be mekel. The OU is machmir on this, but I'm a reformed rabbi, so that's the basic story. Good?
Right.
Yes, sir.
You learned to the whole idea that if you rely on Magen Avraham in the case of Bachel Shishin, right? So, like, for instance, you do think that if you're using, like, you wouldn't have to get a separate set of cutlery, you know, when you're going from fish.
I don't eat fish usually.
I'm saying, if you're going from
fish, I would have fish. Maybe. I mean, I'd have to rethink that. The minhag of Kli Yisrael is clear that you have two forks. I don't know if there's a clear minhag of Kli Yisrael about Worcestershire sauce, because it's a kind of recent.
I'm saying the regular fish in terms of, you said about the magician, what you think, like, say, how much fish can be stuck in your fork and knife?
No, you understand. It should be about the magician, right. And we mentioned that. I don't know. But the minhag of Kli Yisrael is to be machmir on that for some reason. Maybe it's like the Taz. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Would Rebbe be making a lot of style with, like, beef?
Beef and Worcestershire sauce? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm making chicken. Again, that's the only issue that my wife asked me about. So, fine. Let's just go weiter. These are, like, the funner, lighter topics, right? We'll actually learn heavy materials a year goes on, don't worry. The Rambam writes that the minhag is that you make cholav mishkedim, and you put chicken into it, since it's only midrabbanan. But by bosa behema, you have to put shkedim there, atzmaris ayin. Like it says in Siman Samach Vav, Inyan Dam. In Siman Samach Vav, it says if I have Dam, that's Kanas Bekeli, right? Or I should say Dam Dogim, that's Kanas Bekeli, I have to add Kaskasim into the Keli to make it clear that this is Dam Dogim, because Dam Dogim doesn't have Nisar Dam. Now, what the Ramah is basically deriving from here is that there is a din of Maris Ayin only on Dairaisas, not on Drabonans. The source of it is Dam. Right? Dam Dogim looks like regular Dam. That's a Shash of Doiraisa. If it looks like regular Dam, so that's why I have to put the Kaskasim in it. But under Rabbanans, there's no concern of Maris Ayin. Now, it's interesting because if you look in the Makar Hadavar in the Tiras Chatha, says the Prima Godim notes over here in Oisvav, in the Sifsidas Osvav, in the Makar HaDavar, the Torah Skatos says that Dam were more machmir on because it's a chi of kares. No? Dam is bekares, so it's more chamor than other isurim, which are only going to be belav. Nonetheless, somehow the kares piece like falls off in this conversation. And the Ramah makes a distinction between Do'iraisas and Drabonons. There's Maris Ayin on Do'iraisas. There is no Maris Ayin on Drabonons. The Taz writes in Ois Dalid that Nispashe Taminhog Kedivrei Ramah. Right? The Taz is saying that the Minig developed that there's a Chashah Maris Ayin on Do'iraisa, not on Drabonons. Now, the Shach in Os Vav is Marich. First of all, the Shach points out that maybe, even if there's no Maris Ayin on Drabonans, by Basar Oif B'cholov, there's more of a Chashah Maris Ayin because it appears like regular Basar. So it's more of a Maris Ayin thing. And then the Shach, Aparek Echlos HaKol, the Shach says, you know what? I think that there is Maris Ayin on all the Rabbanans, and the Shach brings a few rayas. Raya 1 is from Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet, that an animal is not allowed to go out with a zug, with the bell, because it looks like you're selling the animal on Shabbos. Right? The reason why they had bells on animals, right? They still have cowbells, it's like a thing, right? It used to be because they're selling the animal, that's why you have a bell on it. So if my animal goes out with the bell, it's going to look like I'm selling it on Shabbos. Mecca from Memkar and Shabbos is only an Isser Drabbanan. So as a Shach, Zetman from the Gemara, that there's a din of Maris Ayin even on Drabbanans. And then the Shach also proves it from a Taisus and Ksubis of Dibramasim and Ma'achon on Daf Samach. That on Daf Samach and Ksubis is a din of Tzino Sha'olubo Kaskasim. If you have a pipe that began to clog, so you're allowed to unclog the pipe on Shabbos. It's like a Shaila, Rechmona Watuan, let's say your toilet gets stuck on Shabbos, so you're allowed to plunge the toilet, no? Sina Sha'aluba Kaskasim. Are you allowed to undo it? So it's a Shaila of, it looks like you're doing Makkabah Patish. Makkabah Patish really is when I finish the Keli. Over here, it looks like I'm making it usable, the Shaila Makkabah Patish. And it's clear over there that it's not Makkabah Patish de Oiraisa. So in Makapatish the Rabbanon, nonetheless, we're worried about the Maris Ayin. So says the Shach, I have two rayas that there's Maris Ayin on the Rabbanons. Now, halo davar hu. Okay, this is my ha'ara, so if you like it, I'll like you. If you don't like it, maybe we'll still be friends. But halo davar hu, that both rayas that the Shach quotes for Maris Ayin, the Rabbanons, comes from Hilchos Shabbos. No? It's entirely possible. I have no rayas in this yisod, zero. But it's entirely possible, it seems to me, that maybe on Hilchos Shabbos were more machmir maris ayin than we are elsewhere. You see, the Torah in a few places phrases malacha on Shabbos as ko malacha lo ye'aseh, no? And Rashi in Parashas Bo, the first time where it comes up, entertains the idea that Amir al-Nukhri on Shabbos is a Doiraisa even. The Yisod is that maybe on Shabbos we require what we call, what the Rambam calls a Shvisa Hanikaras. It's not enough that you are resting, that befoil, you're not doing Malacha, but it has to be Nikar that you're not doing malacha. Something akin, right, the Rambam writes in Perachof Dalet of Shabbos, that a muktza is also because it has to be a shvisa and a keres. If I would be moving my stuff all day, it wouldn't appear like I'm resting. We want Shabbos to be a day of rest. And one could argue, Biglau Zeh, that maybe there's more of a chashash and maris ayin on Shabbos than there is anywhere else. Almost like, and maybe Rabbi Rosenzweig uses this term, almost like it goes against the entire elan, the entire spirit of Shabbos. The spirit of Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. Maris ayin on Shabbos is more chomor, I'd say, than maris ayin by basar b'cholav, because by basar b'cholav is bus. That's how you're going to say I'm doing an aveira. So you say I'm doing an aveira. On Shabbos, the maris ayin itself might be problematic, because that goes against the yesod, the idea, the rationale, and the Torah, the spirit of the law of it should be a day of shvisa. It should be a day of rest. So no one that I saw made this ha'ara, but one could argue that the Ramah knew those Gemaras in Shabbos. And Afilu Haki, the Ramah says, there's only Marasayin and Dairaisas, not Marasayin and Rabbanans. Aye, there's Marasayin and Rabbanans. Yeah, by Shabbos, it's Marasayin and Rabbanans. For a different reason, for a Zaitik reason, because on Shabbos, we have to maintain the Shavisa aspect. Now, Lecha Oira, it wouldn't be Shabbos alone. When you go through Masechta Shavis in Perek Gimel, there are many dinim of Maris Ayin, the Shavis, no? Remember, when I was in the Kol HaOyam, Rabbi Daniel Feldman gave a chabur about Maris Ayin b'Shvi'is. The Mishnah says, for example, let's say I have a field that has a lot of stones. I can't move the stones in the field unless I make a quarry of a certain size. Because it's Maris Ayin that I'm doing Charisha. One could argue that that's the same type of Maris Ayin. Even if I hold that there's no Maris Ayin and Rabbanans in general, but maybe by Shvi'is. Also, where the Torah has an idea of Shvisa, right, v'shavsa ha'aret, so the maris ayin looks like avodas karka. Again, this gets involved into many other conversations where the iser shavias is that the land shouldn't work, I shouldn't work the land, no? Is the din of shavisa on the gavra or on the karka, right? But certainly if it's a din on the karka, so the maris ayin of shavias, I would contend, is more problematic than maris ayin is elsewhere. So this is the world according to me. You guys will have to forgive me if I give you lots of shtiklach Torah, which are the world according to me. But maybe if you don't like it, prove me wrong. Because I've been thinking about this for a few years already, and it seems to me that the shach, all of his rayas come from Shabbos. There's actually three rayas. I skipped the third one, but they're all from Shabbos. Okay, halo davarhu. Now, halacha lamaisa, by maris ayin on derabbanans. So the maskana of the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting from his own sefer, the Nachlas Tzvi, which in some of the Shulchan Aruch is on the bottom of the page, is that yesh lechalek between really public and private, the aparich. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis and elsewhere suggests, or tells us, the Gemara says, that kol ma she'asru chacham mishum maris ayin afilo b'chadr chadarim is asur. Now maris ayin is asur even in the privacy of your own home. If it's asur, it's maris ayin, you can't even do it in the privacy of your own home. It's a machlokes in the Tosfos over there. Do we paskin this way? But the majority of Rishonim paskin that it's usher even b'tzinah. Nonetheless, the Pesachei Tshuva over here is mechalek between maris ayin on derabbanans b'tzinah, where it's going to be mutter, and maris ayin on derabbanans b'farhesia, where it's going to be usher. So therefore, right, if it's b'farhesia, if I have a very big meal and a lot of people are over at the meal, so then I have to keep the container that says power of milk when I serve coffee at the end of the meal. No? But if it's bitsina, I don't. Because it's only an issue of maris ayin midrabon. And I'm not actually cooking with the milk, I'm just having it after the basar. Right? So in private, it's okay. In public, I should have the container there. If Bible Kotz of Katnam Zayinam Kes points out that having the container there with Pashtus helps, although in the Biurim he questions whether the container there will help. Now, l'cha'ora, this svara of the Pesachei Tshuva is difficult because komash asur chacham mishemaris ayin afil b'chadr hadar misasur. So the Pashtus of the Hesber is, and the Rav has this in his Shiurim, and if you guys looked at that Shtikl Torah in the Rav Shiurim, right, it's very nice. It's interesting because I think it's actually backwards of the way other poskim say it, the way he says it. But l'cha'ora, there are two separate reasons for maris ayin. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan on page Yud Beis, he points this out. There's a stir in Rashi's. In some places, in Krisos, Rashi says that Maris Ayin is a sniff of Lifnei Iver. No? If you see me walking into McDonald's, you're going to say, oh, if Rabbi Schwartz eats a McDonald's, Mistama he has a kula. No? And then you'll eat a McDonald's. So Maris Ayin could be a sniff of Lifnei Iver. Maris Ayin could also be a din d'oraisa, or modeled after din d'oraisa, the isem nikiyim me Hashem mi Yisrael. Now the Torah writes in Parashas Matos about the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that they have to go in front of all of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael to for the isem nikiyim. In other words, if you're going to go to war and you'll go after everybody for a few moments, people are going to think that you, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, aren't interested in joining Klal Yisrael and conquering the land. So out to the Yisem Nekim, you have to go first. I think that's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk there in the Torah, no? The Yisem Nekim means I am not a Bilem on my own reputation. I can't do things that you're going to look askance at. If you're going to think I'm doing an Aveira, even if you yourself are not going to come to do an Aveira, but you're going to say, V'yisam nekiyim. Right? You're not honest. You're not nuki. And it's problematic. Now, what's interesting is that we have really two limudim of Maris Ayin. In private, Maris Ayin L'cha'ir is only a din of V'yisam nekiyim. But Maris Ayin in public, the Pashto says there are two reasons, v'yisem nekiyim, and a type of lifnei iver. So one could argue that the type of maris ayin, which is aser, when they have maris ayin midrabanan, maris ayin midrabanan, maybe, right, there's no v'yisem nekiyim. But there still is lifnei iver. The Minchas Chinuch points out in the dinim of lifnei iver that there is lifnei iver on dinim drabanan. No? If horaya, if I do an aveira midrabanan, and you might come to do that same aveira, it's no worse than being machsho you be'etzah she'ena hogenes. Lifnei iver on a drabanan, on an iser drabanan, l'cha'ira is an iser do'iraisa out etzah she'ena hogenes. Just like if I tell you to go and buy a particular stock which is likely to go down, that's lifnei iver min ha'toira out etzah she'ena hogenes. Lifnei iver on, right, and Issur Drabanan is also no worse than Eitzah She'ena Hogenes, says the Rambam. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah might not say that, but that is the Pashtus. Oh, if that's the case, so then let's go slowly. If I am in private, so the only possible issue is what? Is V'yisem Nekiyim. There's no real lifnei iver. In public, there's both v'yisem nekiyim and lifnei iver. Right? And because it's in public, so the fact that there's lifnei iver, that's going to be no worse than etzah she'ena hagenes, and that's going to be the full-fledged iser. So the distinction, again, I'm trying to say over what the Rav has in that shir, but I think the distinction between Maris Ayin and the Drabonin between private and public. The reason why the Nachlas Tzvi is Mekel in private, not Mekel in public, because once I'm in public, I also have to contend with the dinim of Lifnei Iver, potentially, and that's why I'm more Machmir. That's, I think, what emerges from this Shtikl Torah. Zach, you had a comment?
If you say that the Makor is in the Kiyim, why isn't it a Kemalish Dinderaisa?
It might be. I mean, but I would say that's a din d'oraisa. It's an extension of the din d'oraisa. So real b'gisa nikin is I'm doing something which is objectively bad, right? I'm objectively not supposed to do it. Over here, I'm just doing something that has the appearance of being bad. So therefore, it's a.
Isn't that how you define b'gisa nikin? It's all by reputation.
I mean, one could argue that v'yisem nekiyam means don't do something that's bad. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them they go b'nei Reuven, you better go first, out of v'yisem nekiyam. If they don't do that, they're doing something that's objectively bad. They're going against what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Right? Now, when we talk about Maris Ayins, there's a few extreme shitos that we have to bring up. The Pri Chodesh says that we have no ability to make gezeiras on our own, and therefore only those dinim of maris ayin which are found in shas are aser. Any new type of maris ayin is going to be mutter. That's like razzle dazzle, right? McDonald's didn't exist at the time of the Pri Chodesh, therefore it's going to be okay. Wild. The Placey, on the other hand, is very bothered by Akasha. He says, what's the heck to drink red wine? Doesn't it look like you're drinking blood? It's a bomb kasha. So the place he answers, you never thought of this one, did you? You have to be warped to think about this. Okay. But the place he answers that there's for sure no maris ayin on anything that's nafuts. Nafuts means widespread. Whatever is done, a lot of people drink red wine, no? Therefore, there's for sure no maris ayin. Now, how come there's maris ayin on dam dogim? Apparently, not that many people have dam dogim. So that's why there's maris ayin. But if it's nafuts, there's no maris ayin. Similarly, we would say, according to the place, that there's a whole market out there for non-dairy creamers. So there's no maris ayin on it. It's nafuts. There's a tshuva in Chacham Avadi. Did I give you the tshuva in Yechav Adas? Right, so in Yechav Adas, he basically tries to argue there's a riot to this from like a rush in Hilchos Kilayim, in Hilchos Shatnez. But anything that's nafuts, there's no din of maris ayin. The shach in Ois Zayin may or may not refer to this. The Shach Taina is at the beginning of the Shach that there is still going to be an Isser of Cholav Tameya out Maris Ayin. That's what the Ramos says. So the Shach writes, but if it's out Maris Ayin only, so there's no Isser when it's La Refua Ukiyotse Bozeh. So Refua means that there's no din of Maris Ayin on something that's La Refua, that I understand. But what does he mean by the kiyotse bezeh? So the Prima Gadim writes something to the effect of when it's minker, when it's clear that what you're doing is okay, which sounds very much like the nafuts idea, then there's no maris ayin. So the Placey's approach to maris ayin, I think, really depends on the society. How widespread is the tachlifei chalav? If it's widespread, it's heter gomor. If it's not widespread, then it's not. Cholav shkedim is aser atzmaras ayin. Isn't cholav shkedim nafot? The Torah says it probably wasn't. You get an impression from the Ramah in the Torah Chatos and the lashon of the Ramah is quoted in the Shach that cholav shkedim was only used to cook with on Purim. Alternatively, cholav shkedim was only used at Su'udais Gedolais. But most of the time, they didn't have Cholav Shkedim at all. They didn't have Cholav Shkedim at all, so therefore, it's not Nafuts. And that's why the Pashtus is going to be no din of Maris Ayin. Yeah, Zach.
A lot of people hold things Maris Ayin.
So that might not be Maris Ayin. That might be a different din. In Yerideh Simen Reish Mem Beis, there's a halachi, you're not allowed to do a dover that's Tumbu El Rabbim. You can't do something right, that everyone's going to think is weird.
Right.
Wouldn't
be an issue of Beis Nikim.
If what?
It still wouldn't be an issue of Beis Nikim.
So, it might be that's all based on the same thing. But, I don't know if it's classic Maris Ayin that we're discussing.
Like, instance,
like if I open soda bottles on Shabbos and no one else does, right? So is there, again, so obviously if I articulate, I say that I'm doing it because my Rebbeim hold it's mutter, fine, right? But even if I don't do it, so then it might be a problem in a makom that no one does. Yeah.
So, like, someone who's going to have to say it, is that, but let's say you don't like my Rav Shaffer and go to the meat and fish spun issue, right? It's only like four, it's all you guys.
It's only what?
Meat, fish, spun issue. You have to get up, you eat
the bill. Rav Shaffer says that?
Yeah.
Never heard that, I don't know.
Yeah, he was talking about that. He said, he think about that wrong.
Don't know.
So if you say, you could go like you did, I asked him,
sorry,
I could have it in the same place,
I could
change, but yeah, totally fine.
Either
like that,
would
be Maris Ayin still?
I don't know if it's Maris Ayin as much as it's a Dabarat, but might be based on the same type of thing.
Then you think you should do somebody even know?
I don't think you should do stuff that's weird. I think you should try to be normal.
Right.
That's, hi. Yes?
Is there an objective definition to widespread?
I haven't got the foggiest idea. I wish I knew that. Like, it seems to me, for example, they have these products out there called It's Not Crab, It's Not Shrimp. So I think that's more of a problem than a Pariv non-dairy creamer. Non-dairy creamer is like a normal market, even among Goyim. I think It's Not Crab, It's Not Shrimp is only for Erlich Yidim and Pius. Like, no one else would want to would touch this stuff. But I'm not really sure. The Hagdara of Maris Ayins is a very problematic thing. La Halacha, I think we pass like the Shaf, not like the Taz, and it is Maris Ayin on Tzrab Ba'uns. My Shtikl Torah of Shaf is being different, notwithstanding, I think we pass in like the Shaf. Now, there is, yeah, Ike?
I just want to know if there's a Hagdara for private, is that just one person?
Or so private Pashtus means just. Just me, or just me and B'nai Basi, who know exactly what I'm doing. But anything beyond that is considered public. Now, the other thing to discuss is that there's a machlokes between the Taz and Reb Akiva Eger about whether Maris Ayin asers b'diavet. And that lacha'ora depends on whether Maris Ayin becomes a chetza of Isser or not, and maybe next time we learn we'll start with that point. Okay, Chevra, we should run and daven mincha and have a good day.